Good evening, American Fork High School, and welcome to the NEBO Tournament of Bands. My name is Kelsey Gleason from Dallas, Texas. I have the pleasure of evaluating you today in the area of color guard. Looking forward to your production today. I want to wish you guys the best of luck.
Good evening, American Fork High School. Great field coverage for the opening set.
American Fork High School marching
band. Yeah, like a layered entry of the color guard from the back.
Lovely layered presentation of each of the individual performers as they come out. Just be careful with all of the acrobatics that full length of line is realized as the legs are up in the air, pulling through the back ends of the knee, through the ankle and through the toe so that a clean line is created. And just transitionally, as you work to develop this idea, make sure that there's a clear, concise understanding of performer pathways as they were to transition to this moment, and also look how you can continue to develop it to keep the additional layers of texture motivating performers in and across the stage, instead of having about a quarter of the performers contributing and the rest just flutter stepping all the way to this area.
Very nice.
Beautiful, impactful moment here for you, both musically and from a visual contribution standpoint. Just showing some variability in performer approach to some of the lower body elements, creating some fuzziness in the overall ensemble clarity. It's nice and clear. I'm just not sure I'm getting the same sense of dynamic range and extension that was evident in some of the opening aspects of the choreography. Layered elements definitely helped create additional added texture and interest onto the stage. Introduction to the rifles and the sabers, coordinated elements moving across with the trade-off in the vertical releases. Rifles showing a little bit more skilled demonstration in their understanding of the weightedness of the vertical releases comparatively to the sabers, especially from a timing and rotation standpoint. It's really about expansiveness of presentation here. What they're doing fairly well. They're just not reaching through the greatest amount of space available to them to really maximize the movement afforded to them. Using the integrated sabers to help draw attention and focus to our kind of mad hatters, adding additional layers and textures with the additional added difficulty with a confined space. Definitely noted. Just continue to work on performer clarity, confidence, and understanding in that bound spaced element. Rifles continue to focus on execution of those 45 planes as you work in and around your head and manipulate on various aspects of the rifle. Definitely appreciate the multiple layers of the equipment being utilized from a vocabulary standpoint. But again, continue to work on also performer execution. There's a lot of facial focus down moments. Really not getting a lot of performer communication up here from the box. Nice clear musical contribution from the flags in the back. I mean, characteristically, there seems to be a lot available to you from this idea of beyond the limits, and especially from the character elements you're presenting from a costuming standpoint, and yet none of those elements seem to be coming across in the performance of the young ladies, at least from a facial character standpoint. You're contributing to the overall visual package nicely, supporting the musical lines nicely within your melodic lines. But performers just really aren't fully realizing the performance opportunities available to them from a character and connection standpoint.
Okay, now on this little flutter run around our trumpet soloist, let's just continue.
If the performer is standing in the center of the circle,
utilization of the dandelion to add some additional texture and movement onto the stage. Really works well for you as you utilize it to manipulate in and around the flute. Just again, continue to make sure that performers are approaching those lower body elements with the same amount of expansiveness and extension as they work to step in and around the stage. The lunges, the precipites, all of those ensuring the same amount of extensiveness and support from all performers involved. Addition of the lower brass line, really well connected with the entrance of the flags on the side. Just ensure that as they flutter step out and expand into side one, that they're maintaining a consistent amount of spatial awareness to one another onto the stage. Transitionally there as they work to exchange... didn't come across quite as seamlessly as what I'm sure you intended. There seemed to be a bit of pause and connectivity of the choreography to the musical phrase during that moment of exchange.
Now it's happening. So, right. So we're looking for that. But the focus shifts over to side A. I was wondering if we could bring that soloist over earlier to bring the focus over earlier. But the way that flows is pretty natural, so I don't know that really changes.
I encourage you to continue working detailing these transitional moments. You finish it well, but as performers work to exit off the stage, again, performance immediately drops to the sideline and we lose any amount of connection up here at the box. Beautiful utilization of sequential to bring rifles ease of entrance onto the stage. Continue utilization of jazz running technique as performers move in and around the back with the dandelions. It just that variability is causing a significant movement from some of the individuals as they move in and around the stage and expand into a more framework. Choreographically, resolution of the phrase works well from that vertical standpoint. You're doing a nice job of continuing to utilize the skirt to add additional dimension to your choreography. Just performer approaches, again, variability in the lower body elements of the phrases is just, it's negatively affecting your overall form. It's also negatively impacting clarity of the ensemble. Ladies, you've got to get your performance up. You really seem more interested in what's going on within your hands and on the field than really projecting and connecting to the audience in front of you. Clearing the stage for the introduction of the teal flag. Works well from a massive visual standpoint. And choreographically really picking up on those musically enhanced notes.
Compositional elements, really, really well thought out. Contrary to exists, enabling us to focus on upper body orientation, where we have similar motion, we're looking at feet and lower body techniques, and we see some irregularity. So,
continue to work on that detailing of the lower body, ladies. As performers work to integrate into the more intermixed set, arriving at various points and shifting in the form at various points, causing, again, for just variation in the readability of the form. You've got a clearly well-defined visual package to present from an identity standpoint. What's not happening is a communication from performers, either to the audience or up to the box, and a clear display of character identity. I really never felt they got anywhere close to the top of the box until towards the end of this final production. And encourage you to continue to look at detailing those lower body elements so that they are clearly and fully realized to the greatest extent of the performer's capabilities. Right now, it's fitting within a nice, small, defined box, but it's not really, really reaching the full extent of the performance of which the performers are capable of from a spatial standpoint. As a result, it looks small. When you're supporting such a large musical phrase, you really need to expand all the way through the depth of that musical line so that visually you're enhancing not just the changes in the musical phrases, but really the feel of the music and what you're being presented with. But congratulations on your presentation up to this point. Obviously, it's early in the season, so plenty of time to continue to develop, but it was a pleasure to watch you all today, and I hope my comments have been helpful, and I wish you guys the best of luck.